Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The program that lacks propaganda, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What, we have propaganda here?
Sure we do.
What? Give me one example of propaganda. One. Only one.
Just by the fact you're saying we lack propaganda is propaganda.
Really?
Yes. That in and of itself is propaganda.
Well, this is the no-fly zone then. How's that?
I like that.
All right. Okay. This is the no-spin zone. You like that? It's been used before.
Yeah, everybody's got a spin.
Right. Of course it is. And that was one of the funny things about him using it. O'Reilly says, this is the no-spin zone. It's nothing but spin. Seven after the hour, Doug and Rich together on the Good Day program, just like the good old days, 15, 16, 17 years ago.
Yep.
Before the advent. No, well, Roberta was around then. Roberta was been around.
And she was the ski reports and weather report.
All right. You may or may not be interested, speaking of propaganda, in hearing the latest poll results from Florida. Mr. Bush, who was the former governor of Florida, is behind Donald Trump. The poll shows that if the Republican primary race were held today, 21% of registered voters, Republican voters in Florida, would vote for Trump compared to 17% for Bush.
It's on between those two.
It is.
They were throwing down last night.
Yeah. Is that good, though? How is
that wrestling? Bush is calling Trump on the carpet saying he was a Democrat longer than he was a Republican in the last decade.
Yeah.
And now here he is saying everything you want to hear, do you believe it?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
That's a good question.
People want to believe it, whether they do or not. They want to believe it.
He's saying
exactly.
And the guy's got a track record for making money and being successful.
Making it happen. And people who are disturbed by his statements need to look at what he's saying and why you're disturbed by it. You want the status quo? Most people don't in America.
They're both getting picked on about the anchor baby term.
I don't know what that means.
Anchor baby is a child born of an illegal immigrant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So he's using the term anchor baby, and so is Jeb Bush. And when Trump is asked about it, he says, what, because it's too PC? Sorry.
Don't worry about that with him. Okay. Here's something that I guess I wish both Jennifer and Roberta were here for. I think the information will be stale by the time they're back, so I'll share it with you, and you can do with it what you want, because I'm familiar with this process. My former wife went through lumpectomies when it was first discovered when she was 44, I think, that she had breast cancer. So when I look at these numbers for lumpectomies and mastectomies, 60,000 of them last year in America alone, women decide to do this after they're told they have early stages of breast cancer. Probably the most famous was Angelina Jolie deciding that she wanted to have both of her breasts removed. And the study suggests that these removals, these operations, may in fact make absolutely no difference whatsoever in the outcome of one's breast cancer. Because once it gets, and I will tell you that's the circumstance with my former wife, it had gone, she had a pain in her back. That's where she had a pain, and she didn't know what it was about, so she went to have her back examined, and then they did a full-scale review of her, and she'd been to the doctor with regularity. She took good care of herself. But in a short amount of time, what developed, the reason there was a pain is because some of the pain or some of the problem in her breast radiated to the back. And apparently that was fairly typical, so it didn't take them long, but it had gone a long ways to being a problem at that point. And that's the trouble. Richie was fortunate. He found his very quickly and managed to take care of. A friend of mine has the same thing, at least on the surface did. And now he's got, according to the latest research on his body, stage 4 bone marrow cancer, which is a whole different kettle of fish. These cancers and how prevalent they are, and the heat being on to try to fix, not fix it, but address the problem by eating, with exercise, taking proper care of your body, all of that sort of thing. There are three components I learned in the years that I knew a lot about this stuff or studied it or heard the discussions with various people in my family. It's about stress and your lifestyle. It's about what you eat and ingest, what you're exposed to, and what your heredity is. Those three things. That's it. And when I say heredity is DNA, whatever it is that's passed on, you got a chance of it. And thankfully, my daughter has had all of the tests and is free of worry, so they tell her. But, you know, it's environmental. Is it global warming? Is it the environmental problems that we have? I was talking, we had a lot of conversation about this for some reason or another, or different cancer stories, because earlier on we were talking about how prevalent or lacking in prevalence was cancer 100 years ago in our country. Nobody had cancer. And if you had heart disease, you didn't really know it, because by the time they figured out you had heart disease, you were dead. And so people now live to be 100 regularly. It was rare 100 years ago if you lived to be 60 or 65. So is that better because we live longer? Do we live better or just live longer is the question. Those of you who have cancer and you can't lick it but you still keep on ticking, is that quality of life a question? Your father was a perfect example of man checking out. He found out he was sick. And in days, he was going to be dead anyway in a couple of months, right?
Isn't that what they're giving? 6 months. He had had part. My dad smoked his whole life, so three or four years before he died, he had part of his lung, that fifth node, removed, and was cancer free. And then three or four years later, sure enough, boom, there it is. Everything. You got 6 months. Yeah. And they was told that on a Tuesday. Yeah. Died the following Saturday.
Right. And it wasn't had anything to do with what it had not, what he died of had nothing to do with his cancer.
Well,
he sort of maybe was in a space.
I'm sure something in his body failed because apparently it was everywhere and it may have been a heart attack. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, they don't do an autopsy.
Doesn't make any difference
with cancer, right?
Right, it doesn't make any difference.
Right, but hey, listen, checking out 5 or 6 days after you're told you got 6 months left, a week after you played golf, that's the way to go.
Yep, see you later, alligator.
Yep.
All right, 13 and change past the hour. The heat is on. What's the impact of the heat and the dry spells out west? We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily. And just added 40 deals in every department. Get deals like a Pearl Bushfly snare drum, just $89, or 15-inch powered PA speakers, $129 each. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financial details.
This Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's, school savings are back in session. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like boys' graphic tees, just $8.99, and 25% off JanSport backpacks. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
17 after the hour. On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, I'm Mr. Steffen. He's Mr. McFadden. You can reach us at 888-302-DOUG. Email to Ken, no, because Ken will get it today. Richie or Doug, Richard, Doug at DougSteffen.com. All right, so we have, according to the record books, broken. Yet once again, the record for warm temperatures in this circumstance in July, ocean temperatures around the world have pushed global temperatures to a new high, i.e. July, hottest month on record. Remember, the records only go back to 1859 in certain areas, but mostly the general records started in the 1880s. So, past, what, 140 years,
right?
Warm stuff. And how has that affected California, where they're having this intense dry spell, West Coast, frankly? They have the drought out in these areas intensified 15 to 20% over the past few years. That is, it's warmer, and that is drying things out. That causes the areas that could be burned to be more vulnerable, and that's what's happening to tens of thousands of acres of forestry. However, if you look at it the way they looked at it, if we want to go back again to the time when weather was being first reported, at that point in time when there was a fire like this, just let it burn because nothing you could do anyway.
Right.
They didn't have the equipment to turn.
They didn't care.
No, there's nobody living there. And guess what? There are no bulldozers, no airplanes, nothing that they could use to cut this area off, no chainsaws. They had to use hand saws to cut wood, that sort of thing. So it is, okay, is this relevant to today? Why does what happened 100 years ago become relevant? Because I think that what we are looking at is a case of really gross overkill in most of these areas, spending all this money to put out these fires, when in fact, if there are no homes around, you ought to let them burn because it's good for the growth.
Yeah,
it's good for the vegetation.
If there are some homes around, it still may be cheaper.
Yeah, right.
Of course, you don't want to tell somebody, hey, we're just going to let your home burn and we'll write you a check afterwards.
Yeah. Right. You know who Bradley Olson is?
No.
15-year-old Iowa high school student.
Okay.
Attracting a lot of support in Iowa. He announced on the internet, on his Facebook page, and is now tweeting, I think. If you went to Bradley Olson on Twitter, Rich, you'd probably find him.
Okay.
Registering as an independent presidential candidate under the name D's Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
D-E-E-Z.
Yeah. No,
D's
he's
Nuts.
Doing well.
He is doing well.
Yeah.
He can't run because he's not old enough, but he's making a point, and he's right. This is a very bad group with few exceptions. There are a couple of good standout candidates, but otherwise, on both sides, very blah, laissez-faire, uninteresting, not particularly intelligent group. We don't now the world of politics doesn't attract the best and the brightest. It used to, but it doesn't now.
I like the
good
fact
people.
That we have 17 to choose from at least.
Yeah, but look at the 17. Wouldn't you rather have 17 people who had different experiences than all being politicians? That's the only case. Well, that's the cases. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump.
Ben Carson in there. I think he has some different people.
All right, so that's it. So those are the ones that I'm most interested in, frankly.
Hey, but listen, how about you? A 15-year-old kid with the name D's Nuts, he's going to absolutely
smart
get some attention.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brother,
how about this?
Gonna be so upset.
Yeah, she'd be upset about this. She missed Mr. Mix-a-Lot, or actually Sir Mix-a-Lot. This song was number 5 as we go to the top 5 songs from this week in 1992. Sir Mix-a-Lot, whose real name is Reginald something or other. His song is called Baby Got Back, and it's vulgar. It was fun to listen to, but it's pretty vulgar. Right, Lucy, wouldn't you say it's fun vulgar, but it's still vulgar?
He makes it light and fun enough that he gets away with it.
Yeah, right.
And that's why it did so well.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. All right. Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses in the number 4 position with November Rain.
Everybody get your Axl dance.
1992. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love this band.
Yeah. I don't love them, but this is a good song.
That's a shame. Yeah, but
how so? I don't like
them. Well,
it.
They're kind of groundbreaking in that whole L.A. hard rock kind of movement, and Axl just crazy, and the whole band fell apart.
Well,
who would have figured that that Slash would be the sane one coming out of that group?
Uh-huh. Hey, look at some of these jam bands. This is kind of a jam band in a way. You think? Not a hit maker necessarily.
Yeah, no, they had 4 or 5 hits.
Yeah,
you won't hear this band on our one hit wonder contest.
No. All right, number 3. Just found out Madonna's coming to Boston. I wonder if that'd be a good show to see.
I would like to see her.
Yeah. Number 3, Madonna. This used to be my playground in 1992 during this week. Number 3.
Although this song is when I go to the bathroom or a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
probably pretty long during this thing.
All right, so let's move to number two, TLC. Baby, baby, baby. Baby.
Baby, baby, number two this week, 1992.
They had a good sound.
Yeah. Girl like her. Don't bring home to mama. Alright, so then let's get to number one, Richie. Boys to Men, good song. Number one this week, 1992, as we review his top five. You're listening and dancing pleasure.
Breaking Hearts. For those of us rockers, yeah, who like to pick on boy bands,
yeah,
I usually try to check myself when I remember the Beatles were the original boy bands.
They were. No, the boy, the Beach Boys. One of the original boy bands. Right, yeah, yeah.
Although they weren't as manufactured as Boys to Men, NSYNC, Menudo, those kind of things. But
next half hour, the story of a pig wrestling contest that has been protested by PETA. I'm going to get in on that deal. Plus our video of the day. A lot of animals in the news today. 28 after on Good Day.
What's in the label? Natural, holistic, herbal? Does this make a treatment more effective or safe? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. I see many patients these days who tell me, I don't believe in taking drugs, too many chemicals. They prefer their chemicals to be labeled, especially for you, from Mother Nature. This may surprise you, but I don't see myself as a conventional doctor. I see myself offering you treatments that work. Melatonin for sleep problems? Definitely. Talk therapy better than meds for anxiety? Absolutely. Acupuncture for pain? Yep, works. On the other hand, surgery for back pain? Doesn't work for most. Mammograms? Overused. Antibiotics for colds? Ridiculously stupid. DCOC advice? Conventional medicine, holistic, herbal, these are all obsolete terms. The only thing you should ask yourself before taking treatment is this. Has it been proven to work? Nothing else matters. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school. Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in store only ends 9/12/15.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Stephen, along with car maven Rich McFadden.
That's me.
Yep. The investigation into Takata airbags taking a new turn this week. If it bears out, it could lead to yet another expansion of what's become one of the largest recalls in the history of car manufacturing. The feds, Richie, are looking into whether new airbags have the potential to spew shrapnel all over the place. 34 million vehicles equipped with Takata airbags under recall. My God. They're being blamed for 8 deaths, that sort of thing. Why would you? This is a perfect opportunity for somebody to get into that business, make airbags, and compete with these guys. Wouldn't you want to have an airbag in your car if you were making it that didn't come from Takata?
I'm just looking up airbag manufacturers because I'm wondering
how many of them there are. Yeah, and?
Autoleave is from Europe, and TRW.
TRW is a big Delphi, that sort of thing. Yep, so Delphi Group.
I see three or four.
Yep,
that could walk in here and just take over the business from.
I'd be if I were a TRW man, I'd be out peddling my wares. Lexus.
Hey, by the way, before we leave airbag conversation,
yes,
there was an interesting post the other day on Facebook. And it caught my attention because I always think about this. If you are riding down the highway in the passenger seat in the front of your car and you like to put your feet up on the dash, get ready. Because if that airbag deploys, you are going to be eating your knees
We probably have a problem if you're a man, especially.
Yeah. So they showed this woman who got into an accident. She was in the passenger seat with her feet on the dash. And man, what she is going through, pelvic bone, knees, feet. So be careful, man. Yeah. I know it's comfortable to sit there and lounge at 70 miles an hour, but you don't want to.
Careful. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Okay, so here's the story from Lexus introducing negotiation-free dealerships. They want to differentiate their dealer experience from the competition.
Here we go.
So now the Lexus Luxury Division has announced at the Center for Automotive Research Management that a dozen hand-picked Lexus dealers will start a pilot project where prices for new and used cars are fixed. So how does that work? When I bought the first Rover a long time ago, that was a fixed price. I was told anyway. I mean, I've been a haggler. You're a haggler. You're much better at it because that was your business. So you're a great haggler when it comes to cars. But I don't see. I think this is PR baloney.
It is.
It's always going to be. It's always a haggle. There's always going to be something they can do with the price on your trade-in.
You know, I never knew why. You don't go in and haggle on the price of a meal at the TGI Fridays.
No, but you're a haggler. You go in, that rug's $9.95. Okay, I'll give you $830.
I sold a car to the guy who was the manager of a 7-Eleven once.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So a couple weeks later, I'm in his 7-Eleven, and I'm buying some, I don't know, whatever, ho-hos or a burrito or whatever
it
is. That
was good for you at the time.
And I said, I'll give you $1 for it. And he's just like, so we haggle on the price of cars and houses and...
You don't go into the grocery store and say, well, here's the price for a quarter of milk.
$2
Right. It doesn't work.
You don't do it. So,
but the culture around the world isn't like that. You do that. Markets aren't like, we're the only country in the world, or Western Europe as well, that actually has supermarkets. They don't exist anywhere else in the world. You go in to the butcher shop and you buy, and you can haggle at the butcher shop for, or you go to the fishmonger or wherever, but then you go in and the price is $5 and the person comes in and says, I'll give you $4. If it's the end of the day, they'll sell it to you for $4.
You know, CarMax kind of brought this on with their kind of no haggle. They're killing you.
Yeah.
You want to go in there and just not have to deal with it. And
that's
just go,
one thing. You don't want to deal with it. That's one thing.
But
you're
going to
get
you.
They're going to get you.
They are killing you. Stop it.
Yeah. Google driverless cars hit the 1 million mile benchmark of completely autonomous driving. Company says we're taking this million mile milestone as further proof that fully self-driving vehicles will become a reality. We're looking forward to finding out where the next million miles will take us. Not me, baby. I want to drive my car. Where are the Beatles? Come on, baby. Drive my car. Now, that was, who did that?
That was the Beatles. Drive my car.
Drive my car. Mm-hmm. But come on, baby, light my fire was what I was
thinking. That was the Doors.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So, anyway, Google cars, I don't see that's something to celebrate. So.
I keep telling my son, who's 11, by the time you drive, you won't be driving.
Yeah. All right. Here's the story from Montana. The Montana Fair this week drawing national attention. The largest animal advocacy organization, the Global Conservation Group, is going after the fair organizers because they're having pig wrestling contests scheduled for today and tomorrow, 3 in the afternoon, in the North Star Arena at the Northwest Montana Fairgrounds. They say pig wrestling is illegal. Organization has filed complaints with the police department and the sheriff's office. According to a spokesperson, they will pursue felony animal fighting charges if the event takes place as planned. You know, I don't know about the legality of it. You wouldn't catch me in a pen with a pig.
Why?
Remember, I grew up on a farm because pigs are very, very dangerous. Pigs, especially if there are little porkers around, they are savage. Their teeth are amazingly strong. Their jaws are unbelievable. They pull out roots of trees. If you ever get a... I remember when Uncle Sam, who was my second father, we had pigs on the on the farm, and there was an old orchard that was basically dead, and he wanted to get rid of it, but he didn't want to have to dig the roots out with a tractor.
So he just let the pigs go?
Put the pigs in there for about a month and a half. No more roots, no more trees. The trees fell over. Cut them up, and the ground was all loose, so you could reseed it. You don't ever want to mess with a pig.
Pig, 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 pig,
pig. Don't mess with a pig. All right, another story today involving animals. This is a different color stripe. This is disgusting. There's a petition floating around the internet looking for justice for a dog named Duke, D-U-K-E, Duke.
Why would Duke?
Innocent dog killed by police. There's a video circulating. I just watched it. You know how I am with my... I've been thinking a lot about Charlotte lately, and it always brings me around to tears. So this video shows police who have stopped a man on the highway. And he's got his dog out, who's taking a pee. The dog is crouched in the grass, just wagging its tail. One of the officers says to the other officer, "Put that dog down." So they shoot the dog. And there's no reason, there's no explanation, there's nothing. Police said that Duke had attacked one of their police dogs, and that's why they shot him. But if you look at the video, Richie, quite a different story, showing the dog just simply sitting there wagging his tail, was nowhere near in the way. At the moment the dog was shot, he was doing nothing wrong, and the procedure that they were involved in, his owner, was pretty much over. So there's a petition for justice. I don't know what that does. The dog's dead. But the police ought to be held responsible for stuff like that, the same as they are when they shoot a person without provocation. And there's so much of this stuff. There's so much. Maybe it's the internet now. I especially notice on Meredith's Facebook page, you and she are friends, and yep. I see stuff you're posting there. I mean, I don't look at. I got a couple of them, and I don't spend much time there because I just don't have the time to do it. But I was each night we go through all the postings and stuff that are there because she's such a dog lover, and on everybody's dog list they get all of these stories. But this is outrageous. Why would you do something like that? And some people in the old days you could, can't now. Now with videos, that's why these people. Everybody needs to learn that it's a new world order. You better know that if you're doing something that you're concerned about, it's wondering, should I do it or not do it?
Right.
Better not do it, because if you do it, it's going to show up on Facebook, on Instagram, Pinterest, going to be everywhere. Don't do it. So our video of the day at DougStephan.com today, speaking of that, a couple of connections to this. This is a BBC video.
This is so funny.
Presenter Mark Carradine, in the middle of a lengthy moan about the lack of blue whales that they'd been out looking for all day in one of the world's great hotspots for whales. His speech was abruptly cut off by the arrival of a blue whale.
We spent all day
in
the first light looking at the world's great hotspots for blue whales. Haven't seen a thing. And there are all sorts of reasons why. I mean, one is, of course, being whales, they're spending most of their lives underwater, out of sight. So we could be going right by them and have no idea they're there. And then
so
you get
British.
Conditions like this. It's quite swelly today. A lot of waves, there's a lot of white caps, so it's hard to spot if there's a blow. It just makes it so challenging. And it's quite exciting in one way, it's very frustrating in another, that you know they're here, but you just jolly well can't find them.
Whoops.
Oh, look! There is one. Actually, that was a lot easier than I was expecting. There's a whale right there.
Yeah,
talk of the devil.
Right. So they made that like 20 feet from the boat.
Right, yeah. They're having a great time with it. Blue whales are not dangerous, I do not believe. Are they? They're not like although, we have a video at DougStephan.com of the largest great white shark ever caught on camera called, his name is Deep Blue. Not a blue whale, but this is a big shark. If you haven't seen that video, you might check it out at DougStephan.com. Coming up in a moment, a new beer for Richie to enjoy.
You came up with all these words.
Will he? Well, we'll find out what this new popular beer is all about. Where does it come from? That's next year on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs, on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added 4-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. The Dario acoustic guitar strings, 3 packs for $10, or EV vocal mics now just $29. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
With my head of dinner and a bottle of wine,
it's right.
And
hell
raises up.
Yeah, that's me. Come
over
with these songs.
Well, ZZ Top came over there.
That's ZZ Top.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Four right now, actually.
All right. So, there's a story at DougStephan.com about this new beer. Some of you may be big. I've been fascinated the more that I've looked into beer and some of the practices that are going on around the country, not country, well, but around the world.
The craft beer movement.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing how much stuff there is out there. All right, so anyway, the latest is Count Chocula beer. Count Chocula beer. General Motors, good Doug. Maybe put it in the cars. General Mills. This beer is made with Count Chocula cereal. And they're going to, General Mills is going to help promote the beer from Black Bottle Brewery in Colorado. Let's see here. They've done something. I mean, there are other. Didn't we have Wheaties as a beer or something about a week or so ago?
Well, yeah. They were saying, you know, hey, listen, the wheat is in the.
Oh, right. Already, okay. So there's none of that here, though. Count Chocula cereal. So the owner of Black Bottle Brewery says, we're really lucky to have gotten this in, all of this Count Chocula cereal in the last month. So you can eat it or you can drink it. Basically, that's what the story is. It's called Cerealiciously Count Chocula. Cerealiciously Count Chocula. Available on tap at Black Bottle Brewery starting next week. And it'll be at the Great American Beer Festival in Boulder next month.
You know, I'm not a fan of gimmick beers.
I know you're not. But I like the fruity. I'm beginning to think the fruity beers would be good.
Well, chocolate is also a popular flavor to add. To, just a hint.
Chocolate beer, though. My God, it sounds terrible.
Yeah. The dark stout.
Yeah.
And it's actually very good. So,
is it?
As gimmicky as this sounds, I would try it. And one of the reasons I would try it is because Colorado is basically the mecca for craft beer. I mean, you walk into a TGI Fridays or a McDonald's in Denver, and they brew their own beer, it seems like. So it's Colorado, they know what they're doing.
All right.
So I'd try.
The poll, would you try chocolate beer? A, I already have it. It's delicious. B, sounds interesting. I'd try it. C, maybe, but it doesn't sound very good. D, sounds terrible to me. I'll pass. E, this craft beer thing is going too far.
Never.
All right, there it is. Got a wrap on things going on in the world on Good Day.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea. But there's sections of Kauai? Well, no, not off the top of my head. What about near where Don Ho or Jack Lord lives? That must be a pretty good neighborhood. I've got a major problem, okay? My fiance was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements to get to Milwaukee for my nephew Douglas's wedding on the 21st.
You're not even flying today.
Rogan's voice, I don't know this movie. I know that Nicolas Cage was in it.
That was Ben.
Chuck, you remember?
Honeymoon in Vegas?
Yeah, no, it's Viva Las Vegas. Wow, the movie is Honeymoon in Vegas. Yeah.
The guy that's on Fox News, he's the economist.
Ben
Stein?
What's that?
Ben Stein,
yeah.
Is that who that was?
That's Ben Stein, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got one more clip?
I do, actually.
Oh. Do you know what a straight flush is? It's like unbeatable.
Mike, unbeatable is not unbeatable.
Hey, I know that now.
Bruce B. Springsteen did the title track from an old Elvis tune, Viva Las Vegas, from the movie Honeymoon in Vegas, number one movie during this week in 1992, I guess. Was that? No, it didn't go back that far.
Yeah.
Is it that far?
Sure.
Wow. Good Lord. Nicolas Cage still around. What's his... He was doing any movie that he could get. I haven't seen him lately, Chucker. What's he up to, Nicolas Cage?
Well, it's a very interesting story. I mean, Nicolas Cage is one of the... big star.
Yeah.
He made so many films, The Rock, and now I guess he had a tax problem probably, I don't know, a little over a decade ago, and he's done, I would say, at least 30, maybe to 50 direct-to-DVD movies, which is almost unheard of for an actor in his realm. Just for the paycheck. I mean, yeah. One bank. If you go to Walmart, there's a Nicolas Cage movie on a weekly basis.
Great. All right, in a moment, we find out what's coming out this weekend. Some notable and unnotable characters that'll be in the focus on your screen. In a moment, Chucker is notable, and he'll tell us the story right after this. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty, with an I, .com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Chucker. I see that Grandma is coming out with Lily Tomlin. I see that Ben Kingsley and Learning to Drive coming out. So is that the hot stuff this weekend?
Well, not really. That stuff's only on a handful of screens. These major studio movies that come out, and in all honesty, summer really is winding down. You got Hitman, Agent 47, which is a reboot movie based on a video game. They did a Hitman movie, I think, like 5 years ago.
It's awful.
It didn't perform very well, so they're going to reboot it.
Awful.
You got a horror film,
Sinister
2. And then you got American Ultra, which is a stoner action comedy with Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg. I think Hitman will have a decent opening weekend.
Really? Why would somebody go see a movie like that? Oof.
But no movie with a huge budget is going to be released at the end of August. You know, it's an interesting note here, Doug. Looking at the, they just released the highest paid actresses list of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence made $52 million.
Not a surprise. You surprised at that?
No, and this is why all actors and actresses want a franchise. Hunger Games is a majority of
that. But she wants out of that, doesn't she?
Well, there's only one more, which is going to be released. I don't know why you'd want out of it when you can make huge money like that, but there's only one more in the franchise, which is already in the can, comes out in November. Number two is Scarlett Johansson, $35.5
million. Mm-hmm.
Avengers, and she got, I think, $10 million to star in that action movie. Lucy, Melissa McCarthy made $23 million. Jennifer Aniston, $16.5 million. And Julia Roberts, who I believe made one movie this year, made $16 million. In terms of male stars, Robert Downey Jr. made $80 million. That is based on the Avengers franchise. Mm-hmm. One thing of interest here, Jackie Chan, who you think disappeared, made $50 million in 2015, mostly for doing work in China, and his movies are marketed internationally, which is,
wow,
a lot of money for a guy you thought fell off
Didn't
the map here.
Right, exactly. We'll take that position, Chucker. Chuck Curry with us here on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.